Niall Gibbons is the chief executive of Dublin-based Tourism Ireland with 22 satellite offices around the world. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a conversation with Niall Gibbons as he shares his passion for Ireland and specifically really cool things to do and see around the Emerald Isle, including visits to Dublin City, Belfast, and Derry, journeying along the 1,600-mile-long Wild Atlantic Way coastal route, exploring the Antrim coast, visits to Bushmills Distillery, and much more. Niall Gibbons, Chief Executive of Tourism Ireland. Hi.
Ah, Tom, how are you? Great to be on the show.
Where are you based?
I'm mainly based in Dublin. I run a company called Tourism Ireland, which is the Irish and Northern Irish government's combined company, which markets Ireland as a tourism destination overseas. So we've got 22 operations around the world. The United States is the second most important market to Ireland after the UK, which is obviously next door to us. But we're really excited about what's been happening here over the last number of years. We've seen a phenomenal increase in the amount of people coming from the United States, and we're very keen to build on that. This is our most important week of the year. It is St. Patrick's Week. It used to be St. Patrick's Day. It's now St. Patrick's Week. It'll be St. Patrick's Month one of these days. Mm-hmm. Our Minister, Pascal Donoghue, who's the Tourism Minister, is going to be with us. We're meeting with some people from Aer Lingus. Talk about Ireland. 50% of all the people that come from the United States will travel with Aer Lingus. But for coming from the West Coast now, it means you can travel any day of the week direct from San Francisco into Dublin, which is great news for us.
Reading and following from the outside, that the Celtic Tiger might be back.
Well, I don't know whether we want to get too excited about the Celtic Tiger or terms like that, but I'm glad to say that, I mean, yeah, economically things are certainly moving in the right direction. Terrific news in relation to exports, foreign direct investment. Tourism has created more jobs than any other sector in the last year or two, which is really good. And let me tell you a very interesting statistic. Out of all US travel now into mainland Europe, Ireland accounts for 10%.
Wow.
So you've got an island that has about 6.5 million people competing against the likes of Italy, Germany, the UK, France, all countries with populations of 50 and 60 million.
Is there a simple explanation for that?
All the great work that our team over here are doing, led by Alison Metcalf, do a super job marketing Ireland over here. They do a great job, the team, working over here. There are a number of factors, obviously. There's always been a very good relationship between the US and Ireland. There's been a very solid foundation. Ireland has been out here promoting for over 50 years. Even when times were bad, we didn't take our foot off the pedal. I think that's appreciated by consumers. The Wild Atlantic Way have been, you know, spectacularly successful. People with Irish ancestry here, of whom there are over 35 million in the United States, came back for an event called The Gathering a number of years ago as well.
The Gathering 2013?
The Gathering 2013.
And how did that go? That sounded fascinating.
It went extremely well. I mean, from this particular market, we saw numbers were up, you know, again, about over 15%. So all in all, we've had a very good run over the last number of years. So it's important for us to keep working on the promotion side.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Irish around the world and the numbers. The diaspora really populated the world as Irish.
It's an amazing story. There are 70 million Irish people around the world that claim ancestry, and it's a very, very big number, and we're very keen to make sure that we're in contact. And because of technology now, actually, it's never been easier for people to keep in contact between all the social media that's out there now, whereas before we had to handwrite letters. Now we can stay in touch through technology. There are about 35 million here in the United States. There are about 5 million in Canada, about 5 million in Australia, 6 million in the UK. But then there are many, many more scattered around different countries around the world. And just by way of example, it's meant that for St. Patrick's Day, which is coming up, means we've been able to light up iconic buildings around the world green on St. Patrick's Day.
Wow.
Largely arising from the work of, you know, great work that Irish people have done over the years. So the statue of Christ the Redeemer in Rio de Janeiro lit up green last year. And again, that wouldn't have happened but for the missionary work that Irish people did in Brazil over 100 years ago.
So nobody realizes that the Irish are in the midst of taking over the world.
Well, I don't know. We won't go that far, maybe, but we make an impact here and there.
Talk to us for a moment about your personal, your favorite things. Say I was coming over to Ireland and I'd never been there before. What are some of your hit list of things, oh my gosh, you must do this or see that or go there?
Okay, well, I mean, certainly if you're looking for a city-based experience, it's important that you visit either or both Dublin and Belfast. That's where you're likely to fly into anyway. And great place for a city break. A couple of things that are must do's, you know, you've got to see Trinity College in the Book of Kells, you've got to go to the Guinness Storehouse, but it's an easy city to walk around. That's the thing to remember as well. So there are walking tours available, open top bus tours. I recommend those, great ways to see the city. If you're heading up to Belfast, which I'd recommend you do, you're going to see very much a new side to Ireland, a new side to Northern Ireland. And again, I'd recommend a walking tour in Belfast as well. So an amazing renaissance happening around the city, really good places to eat out. Go to see Titanic, which is the new Titanic was built in Belfast. It was okay when I left, as the people locally, there say, keep on reminding me. But that's been a terrific visitor attraction. Over 1.5 million have visited there in the first couple of years. When you've done the urban experience, always good to get out and see the countryside. I mean, that's the one thing that people in the United States always say. People are warm and friendly, but the scenery is really dramatic. Mm-hmm. The Wild Atlantic Way is a new route which travels all the way from Kinsale and Cork, in the very southern tip of Ireland, all the way around to Ballinhead and Donegal, the northern tip. And it's 1,500 miles wow. off the most stunning, dramatic, scenic coastline. You may not get to drive it all in the one go, but if you can take in part of it, that'll be really good.
Would that include the Cliffs of Moher?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, yeah. Cliffs of Moher and takes in about 9 different counties from Donegal, Sligo, Galway, Mayo, Clare, Kerry and Cork. I also think that people from the United States like castle-type experiences. Mm-hmm. And again, we have quite a number of those. And that brings you into the history of Ireland. I mean, these go back to the 14th, 15th, 16th centuries, telling an awful lot of things about who we are, where we came from, the impact of the UK in Ireland. If you want to stay in one, I mean, the likes of Ashford, Dromoland Castle are very, very popular 5-star luxury castles to stay in, but also to visit as well. You know, places like Blarney and Cork as well are very, very popular with tourists. And certainly you mentioned the Cliffs of Moher, in excess of 1 million visitors last year for the first time. Very popular, very stunning attraction. But also places like Donegal, where cliffs called Sleeve League, which are sometimes not talked about as much as Cliffs of Moher, but every bit as dramatic.
One more, and one of my favorite things to do, the Antrim Coast.
Yeah, I mean, again, one of the most stunning coastal drives in the world, the Causeway Coastal Route, which goes all the way around from Belfast up to the Giant's Causeway. A lot of things to see and do. If you want to see the Giant's Causeway, they spent a lot of money just redeveloping the whole site. It's a National Trust property. It's stunning. Carrickarreed Rope Bridge, not for the faint-hearted, but always a great journey over a wooden bridge, which is travelling over the sea. If you're interested in golf, in Northern Ireland, Royal County Down, Royal Port Rush, two of the best golf courses in the world, frequently ranking two of the top 10, according to Golf Digest over here in the United States. If you're looking for more information on how to get there, ireland.com.
Niall, thank you so much.
Well, it's been an honor.
We've been speaking with Niall Gibbons, Chief Executive, Tourism Ireland. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.